Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
They call them life hacks. Clever and cool little shortcuts to help you get things done more efficiently. Here are a few. If you're a parent, you know that cleanliness is next to impossible. So the next time your child gets gum stuck in her hair, remove it with peanut butter. Not the hair, but the gum. Dust ceiling fans with a pillowcase. No mess. For the best and healthiest bathroom cleaner, mix equal parts vinegar and dish soap. Remove sticky stuff with olive oil. Clean with baking soda. Have the hiccups? Eat a spoonful of peanut butter. Don't do this if you have a peanut allergy. Apply Preparation H to an itch, and it's gone. I kid you not. Also works on tick bites, wasp stings, and poison oak. Here are some Laugh Again life hacks, which you won't want to try, but they should help you smile. Rather than darning socks with holes in the toes, paint your toes the color of your socks. No one will ever know. Instead of washing the dishes, print out a big picture of your clean sink and lay it on top of the dirty dishes. Don't have a bookmark? Squirt mustard on the page. You'll always find your place when you return. And you can use mustard for a highlighter while reading. All right, I got a little silly there. Wait, what? Oh, we have one more, just in. While cooking, if you make the mistake of putting too much water in your rice, toss in a few smartphones. They'll soak up all the water. You know, many claim that their life hacks really work, but they don't. You can't charge your phone by plugging into an onion or a watermelon. Charcoal coated in peanut butter and nuked in a microwave will not turn into a diamond. Batteries popped into the freezer do not last longer. Rubbing Vicks VapoRub on your feet will not cure a cold. You know, we all love finding a smarter or more efficient way to do things, but plenty of the advice offered around us either doesn't work or does permanent damage. Where do you go for advice? The ultimate source of life hacks, the Master Manual, is really the Bible. I'm not talking about a quick kitchen fix or instant marvelous better circumstances in 30 seconds, but a better, more meaningful life rooted in God's presence, His forgiveness, and His promises. There are thousands of biblical life hacks. Three come to mind. The first is in John 10:10, where Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." By His life and death, Jesus offered us the ultimate fix, if you will, the greatest solution to our greatest problem, a rescue from eternal separation from God. He did what we cannot do, paid the price for our sins. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, and you will be saved. The second life hack is Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Following Jesus is a lifelong journey of learning what pleases Him and doing it. He makes that clear in the Bible. Seek His will in all you do, says the New Living Translation, and He will show you which path to take. The third lasting life hack, Philippians 4:6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Need security, direction, and peace? Study the Master Manual for the best solution of all. And ignore the voices around you pointing in the wrong direction, like the hack that says, crossing your eyes will cause you to fall asleep. Trust me, it doesn't.
Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.org and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.